are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to us today. This is Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson. The ministry is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. God bless you to our wonderful listeners that tune in every weekday, Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. I'm your host for today's broadcast, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm thankful to be in the studio today. God bless you. Shout out to Pastor Paul Exposito, great man of God. We thank you, too, just for your faithfulness to the ministry and listening faithfully time and time again to the broadcast. I want to invite you to visit us at one of our service times, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. or Sunday mornings at 11. The church, once again, is at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. You may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family, and you're going to know that Jesus Christ loves you. Today, we're talking from the topic of who do you love? Examine your heart. And I want to look at a passage of scripture that speaks to that very thing. If you turn with me today to Mark 10, who do you love? What do you love? Examine your heart, because sometimes we don't realize what's in our heart, but we know from the scripture, God knows our heart. And the Bible tells us that our hearts without him are desperately wicked. Who can know them? I tell you what, God can know them, and God can reveal them and help us to know and become aware of what's really in our hearts. So, Father, I pray today before we get into the Word of God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your love for each and every one of us listening in today, tuned in today. Thank you that you know our hearts. And I pray today that the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, your anointing, would reveal our hearts to ourselves and help us to agree with Holy Spirit and not just say, no, that's not me, but help us to say, ouch, Lord, help, heal, forgive us, cleanse us, Father, from wicked ways, cleanse us from wrong heart postures, cleanse us from wrong mindsets. Father, deliver us from ourselves that we might grow in the knowledge of God and in the knowledge of the Word of God, in the truth of the Word of God. Let the truth of God's Word be illuminated to us today. Let our eyes and our understanding be enlightened. Let us grow in you today. And I pray, Father, that our hearts turn back to you more than anything. Let our hearts turn back to God to the point that we make his will our own and we are completely sold out, surrendered, and in alignment with your perfect will for our lives. I pray and I ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. So let me read through the scripture in Mark, because I want to make sure that the time doesn't get away from me. So let's look at Mark 10 verse 17. You probably know this passage of scripture. It could have been a Sunday school lesson when you were a child. The rich man, or the rich young ruler, it reads, as Jesus was gone forth into the way, there came a man running and kneeled before Jesus, This man asked Jesus, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered the man, "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered with a question. The man came with a question. Sometimes in real life, we ask questions when we want to hear ourselves talk, but when we honestly don't always want to know an answer when we ask a question, if we're honest. How many have done that? Someone asks a question, we don't want to answer. We ask another question. Somebody ask a question. We listen to them, we looking at them. We realize they are talking, but they don't really want an answer to this. I've had people say I'm lost. And when you finish talking to them, trying to tell them about the Lord, you realize, or they tell you from their own lips, I want to stay lost. They want to stay in that place so they don't have to be accountable. They don't have to be responsible. So we don't always have right motives when we ask questions. So Jesus responds to his question with a question. Why do you call me good? Jesus asked the man, only God is truly good. There's none but one that is good, that is God. Jesus says, you know the commandments. The commandments say, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness or lie, give a lying testimony, defraud not, honor your father and your mother. And the man answered, and he said to Jesus, Master, all these things have I observed from my youth. All these things. He was happy to report, Master, I think I'm doing pretty good. Master, all these things you mentioned, I've observed from my youth. He was probably feeling good about himself, and we would too. We'd be like, oh, goody, I'm actually doing these. I'm actually observing these things, and I have been from my youth. Let's read further. Then Jesus, behold, looking at the man, felt genuine love for him. Just like for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, genuine love for us. Jesus, looking at the man, felt genuine love for him and said to the man, one thing thou lackest. Who do you love? Let me just insert that right there. One thing you lackest. One thing is lacking. Who do you love? I inserted that. The scripture says, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Matthew 6, 19 through 24 tells us, don't lay up your treasure where moth and rust and thieves can break through and steal, or the moth and the rust will cause it to be corrupt and crumble and destroyed. Jesus says, one thing you lack. What one thing are we lacking today? Go your way. I want you to go do this. I want you to sell whatever you have. And I want you to give to the poor. And when you do that, you shall have treasure in heaven. So the focus in the scripture tells us, don't be focused on storing, amassing treasure on earth. The real place to store treasure is to have a big treasure bank account in heaven. That is what we're after. That is our goal. How big is your heavenly bank account? We focus so much on our coins here in the earth. We're so busy stacking up our coins here in the earth. But the Lord said, that's not what I want you to do. I want you to stack as much as you can stack and have treasure in heaven. That is what the Lord wants us to do. And then the Lord says, and Jesus said, you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, take up thy cross and follow me. one thing you lack, you're obeying the commands. I mentioned those. You're obeying those from your youth. You're obeying the letter of the law, but there is something missing. That's the thing about the Lord. The Lord has supernatural, I want to say x-ray vision. But the Lord, come on. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, all-knowing God, all-seeing God, El Rohi, the God that sees. He don't need nobody to tell him. He don't need nobody to show him. This is the God, our creator. Alpha and Omega, our God. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the beginning from the end. This is the God that we serve, our Lord. He says, you'll have treasure in heaven. Go sell all that you got. Give the money to the poor. His ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. They're not our ways. They're higher. I got to grow in the knowledge of God. I got to tap into the mind of Christ and permit it to be in me that I can know the mind of God, that I have access to his nature, his character, his DNA, his instructions, his wisdom, his counsel, that I might know him. And the man, Jesus said, come and take up the cross and follow me. Go, sell all you got, give the money to the poor, you'll have treasures, your bank account will quadruple in heaven. Then come and take up the cross and follow me. Verse 22, and the man was sad at that saying. His face, his countenance was falling. Why is your countenance cast down, O my soul? And the man went away grieved, for he had great possessions. For he had many possessions. For this man was rich and wealthy. And Jesus said to his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at Jesus' words. Really? And Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for those that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? Who do you love today? Who do you love? Not who you say you love. Who do you love based on the evidence? Who do you put your trust in? Who do you put your faith in? The man, the rich young ruler, came to Jesus externally, it looked like he was a worshiper. Externally, it looked like he was a Christ follower. But when it came down to the heart of the matter, the scripture tells us he went away sorrowful, went away sad. But he still went away. He was unwilling, or he did not recognize the value of the exchange that Jesus Christ was offering to make with him. We've got to understand there's no greater value than heavenly treasure, heavenly value. There's no greater value than Jesus Christ. There's no greater value than to exchange whatever you have in this world for Christ. There's a song that says, you can have this whole world. That is what the Lord was after. Will you surrender all of you to me? Think about Abraham, his son Isaac. God says, take him. You waited a long time to get him. Take him and go sacrifice him. Come on now. God is like, I want to know that I got all of you, that I got your whole heart. Who do you love? Who do you love? What's gotten in the way of your love for God? What's gotten in the way of making Jesus the treasure? Is not Jesus the treasure? Is not Jesus the greatest treasure? There is none that we treasure more than King Jesus. Who do we love today? What do we love today? That has caused and put a damper on our love for Christ. That is a barrier and a hindrance to us selling out completely to Christ. What are we lacking? who has taken our affection off of God? What have we placed it on? This man was rich and wealthy. He was unwilling to make that transaction with Jesus. He was unwilling. He was blinded and couldn't see beyond what he had in his hand, the riches that he knew he possessed. He was unwilling to release. There's never a time, the Bible tells us, that we don't obey God, shall we not receive here in the earth double for our trouble. Oh, we're going to live in eternity. But in this earth, while we yet live, God is going to make sure he's not indebted to us. He's going to take care of us real, real good, along with that heavenly treasure. The rich young ruler missed out on the greatest opportunity on earth to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. He was unwilling to change. He was unwilling. He was rich. The scripture tells us many times we say that we're rich and we don't need this or that, our perspective of ourselves. But the scripture told us we're naked, poor, and wretched. When we, many times we think we're rich and we got it going on and we got it like that, but the scripture has a whole nother perspective. It says we're naked, naked, poor, wretched, without Christ. We've got to realize where the true wealth is, where the true wealth is. Well, the true riches are, they're found in Christ Jesus. The Bible told us that for this rich man, his wealth is, his riches and wealth is, were affecting his personal walk with Christ. He was unable, unwilling to follow Christ because money, mammon, had his heart. The Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. He was unwilling to release the money and grab hold to God. And when we open our hands to God and we open our hearts to God, God fills us. We have so much more than we had when we started. This rich young ruler, it reminds us that while money answers all things, it don't answer the cry of a soul that needs Jesus Christ. The rich young ruler, he thought he had money when in actually the money had him. Many times we're tied to things, bondages. In this case, it was money, riches, the love of the world, the love of the things of the good life. And we need the Lord, the Spirit of God, to deliver us from any idolatry and anything that's dethroning God in our hearts. Let's go back to the passage. We talked about how the young man followed the commands that Jesus called out, but we can see in his life, he wasn't surrendered to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no other gods before me. He had allowed something, money, to dethrone the place that is only hell for God in our lives. The place of priority, the place of our full commitment is reserved. There's a place that's reserved only for God. There's a place and a level for all of us that God is looking and examining our hearts to see who will surrender fully to him. God is searching to and fro the earth for a man, for a woman, boy, and girl that will surrender completely to him, that he can pour himself in, pour of his spirit in, and reach a harvest through our lives for the kingdom of God. Are we willing today? Are we obedient today? Or do we have another narrative? Do we have another agenda today? That's what the Lord is looking at today. The Lord says, examine our hearts. I got to examine my heart. You've got to examine your heart. What's standing, blocking, challenging the place of the authority and love of God in our hearts? We got to choose a side. He ran up to Jesus. He knelt on the outside. He looked, oh gosh, on fire for the Lord. On the outside, he looked like, I love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, strength, might, being. But love gives, love releases, love obeys God. We've got to come to the place that even when we don't even understand, even if we don't like it, our obedience, our commitment, our covenant with God compels us to submit to his will. We've got to come to a place of being sold out and fully surrendered and committed. God, open our eyes to the privilege of obeying you, to the privilege of business exchange with you, transaction. Exchange this for true riches. Exchange this filthy garment for true riches. Open up and receive Christ, the great exchange. Though your sins be as scarlet, I wash them white as snow. What an opportunity that came to the rich young ruler, and he missed it. God, I don't want to miss you. I don't want to miss you because I'm prioritizing other things. I don't want to be like Martha and Mary, worrying about the wrong thing. Are we worried about the wrong thing today? Who do we love? What do we love? What is competing with God? God's incomparable, so nothing can compete with him. But what is it that we're thinking about more than him? What is it that we've allowed to take our eyes and our focus off God? We have this rich young ruler, he had a trust issue. He had a trust issue. Guess what? He didn't know God. He knew of him. He wasn't willing to get to know him. He wasn't willing. Getting to know God requires that we exchange with him. We do business with God. Getting to know God requires that we trust him, that we know and believe his word, that we grab hold, that we also see the value of a relationship with Jesus Christ. There is nothing else that compares, nothing, not a billion, trillion, trillion, trillion dollars. I tell you, it does not compare to a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, to the saving of our soul. This rich young ruler, we can look good on. He teaches us many things. He teaches us what we treasure in our heart, teaches us what we really value, teaches us where our heart is, teaches us that God is first, that God is the priority, teaches us all of these things, teaches us that it doesn't matter that we come to church and we look like we know the commands, but it's in the heart that God is looking for. He's looking at our hearts. He's looking at our heart posture, and God is not a man that he should be fooled. We can't deceive him. The man went away sad and sorrowful and grieved, the scripture tells us. But he still went away. All of that emotion that he felt did not change his choice and his direction. He still went away from Jesus. And so today the Lord is reminding us to put him first. The Lord is reminding us we all have an opportunity today. This is a brand new day, and it's a brand new day of opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. An opportunity to get it right. An opportunity to examine what's got us, what's got our heart. An opportunity to change. The day that we hear the word of the Lord is an opportunity for us to change, to reprioritize, to shift our focus, and to examine what's in our hearts, to change our mindsets So I pray today that the word has been a source of encouragement to remind you to examine what's in your heart, what do you love, what's got you, and may the word of the Lord set us all free today. In the name of Jesus, I pray you've been listening to the Kingdom Sound broadcast once again. We are a radio ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Please come and visit us at one of our service times, Tuesday at 7, Sundays at 11. May God bless you and keep you. May you walk in victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Thanks for listening today. You sometimes hear people claim to be led by the Holy Spirit. People probably mean different things when they say that, but the terminology actually comes straight out of the New Testament, Galatians 5:18, where it says, "If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Well, John, what does it mean to be led by the Spirit? Do some Christians have some special mystical guidance the rest of us don't have?
That's an important question to answer, because there are people who think that the leading of the Holy Spirit is an on-again, off-again experience. But that's not what the Apostle Paul intends to say in Galatians 5:18. If you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law, is an identity statement. We're no longer under the law. No longer under the law's condemnation is what he means. We are now under the power of the Holy Spirit. Our lives are being led by the Holy Spirit. If you are a believer, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the Spirit's temple. You are led by the Spirit who dwells within you. It is the Spirit, for example, who cries, "Abba, Father," through you as you connect with God in an intimate relationship. It is the Spirit who convicts you of sin. It is the Spirit who quickens the truth of Scripture in your understanding. It is the Spirit who prompts you to behavior. If you are a believer, you are being led by the Spirit. If you are still under the curse and condemnation of the law, trying to earn your way to heaven, you are condemned and you have no spiritual power.
All right, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from Galatians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Holy Spirit, when He comes, He will guide you into